Welcome to Waffle House. Let's start the podcast.
Actually, I wanted to talk to you about that, Joel. We've been getting some complaints in the podcast. They don't think we're professional.
No shit.
No, they don't think we're professional. And I don't think it's because of the amount of time we dick around and be unprofessional. I think it's because we haven't covered this topic in enough
about
detail.
Waffle House?
It's Waffle House.
We talked about it last episode.
Professionalism.
Waffle House has created. Listen to me. No. This is serious. Waffle House has. But they've created the perfect waffle. And that is why.
They have. It fucks.
Is that the thing
we're saying still?
That waffle fucks.
Yeah.
Yes, it does. It does, Joel. It does fuck, Joel. And that's why this episode is about perfectionism. Roll the intro.
Fucking.
It's about waffle fucking.
It's about waffle. Do you think. God, we're. And again, love sex workers, all about. I used to work in the adult industry. Do you think, like, the food girls. That, like, I forget what the actual term, not mukbang, where you eat a lot of food on camera.
Yeah.
Do you think, like, they only want Waffle House waffles?
No. No.
That's what I would be requesting.
I mean,
I'm not eating fucking 50 Eggos.
Well, no.
Give me 10 Waffle House waffles.
But, well, if they're eating waffles, they're eating Waffle House waffles. Roll the intro. God damn it.
Thank you once again for listening to this new episode of the Cutting Mat Podcast. I'm Tino, also known as Big V Roman, all over the internet. I like I'm smothered and covered. Next to me is Brandon.
Yeah, I'm Brandon. We're attempting a new level of professionalism this episode, which will hopefully gain us our award for greatest Finnish filmography in a podcast. We need to earn that one back because it was revoked, even though we don't actually have it yet, not until 2025. So anyway, like I said, I'm Brandon. I do mecha genre. I honestly, powdered sugar and cinnamon is the way to go.
Is that even a fucking option?
Yeah, it's an option.
When?
You got to ask for it. You ask for it, man. They bring it to your table, dude. It's awesome. And then there's this other guy over here.
Hello.
Highly professional. We're really reaching new highs.
It's this in episode. My contract, you know? That's why I say. Cop pulls you over to my contract. It's like, sir.
It is in his contract.
We signed contracts?
His contract is 40
with
pages
the government
long.
When you're born, man.
Okay.
Look, how far does the rabbit hole go, brother?
It's turning the frogs gay. It's
Waffle House is turning the frogs
gay. Waffle House is turning the frogs gay.
Yeah. And speaking of gay frogs, I'm Joel. I go online by a lot of different things. We talked about it last episode. You should have been paying attention.
That was one of the complaints,
I like
actually.
Chocolate chip peanut butter because I'm a big bitch. So
good.
Like,
that's good too.
But you gotta get the hash browns, the scrambled eggs, and toast. But you make a fucking sandwich.
Well, okay, it depends. If I'm having breakfast, I'm just getting a waffle. But for
that's
dinner,
it? Just
for
one
dinner,
waffle.
Yeah, dude. No, dude. Yeah, one waffle. They're giant. I'm getting one waffle because I'm not really a breakfast person.
All-star, bitch. That's what you need to get.
Get the all-star at night for dinner. That's what you got to do.
Well, I mean,
I live my life on breakfast sandwiches.
Exactly. Like night, afternoon.
I see what you're doing. I see what you're doing with that. Yep.
I made an egg sandwich for lunch today. Like.
No, that's a legitimate food as well. Highly professional, very very high quality.
Oh, we're talking about professionalism.
Well, we're talking about perfection.
Perfection,
the
professionalism
for perfection. In fact, we're talking about how the pursuit for perfection degrades your mental health over time. So here we are, I guess, in the late stages of that.
Yeah, we've all done it. I think around the table. Perfectionism. Yeah.
Perfectionism. Yeah, I mean,
I haven't done it. I've attempted.
No. I've done it. Let me tell you, for the short time that I could maintain perfectionism, I just locked myself in the bathroom.
At the place where you go,
Waffle House.
Yeah, I'm locking myself in the bathroom. The
not a doodle goes by that I don't spend too many hours just like fucking with one line.
There it is. Know? Yeah, like it's the one line. It's the one part of the model kit that you just hate
thing.
For some reason. and you can't move on to something else. It just torments you, and you have bad dreams about it, and then you think about it on your way to work, and then you can't focus because you want to get home to fix that stupid thing.
That's not an over-exaggeration. That's literally like how it fucking feels. Like
that's my life now.
And I think it's just called anxiety.
Yeah, it's accurate. I do have that diagnosis.
Not just called, but it's a big factor to it.
Well, it is, but also one leads to the other. Like it's not like, well, you're only going to have this experience with perfectionism if you have anxiety, but anxiety definitely exacerbates the situation.
Yeah.
It's I think that what we want to do in this episode is warn you against striving for perfection.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because
it doesn't exist.
No, it's not really a thing. You may think it is. You may think you can always do better, but at some point, good enough actually is good enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, podcast over. We're done. That was a short one.
That's it. Good. That was easy. Now. I'm gonna go walk my dog. I do feel like, I don't know why, but I always feel like super hyper clean Gunpla builders like deal with this a lot more than those that.
Yes, I do. Like, I definitely
weathering
do.
Weathering and just like fun shit. I don't know. And I'm biased because I think weathering is fun.
I know you do, and I am jealous. I'm jealous of that.
I would
because
love to do a fucking super hyper nice panel line clean, but I can't. I literally can't. My hands won't allow it.
It drives me crazy. Like, I love the way it looks, so I build it over and over again, but it will really trigger perfectionism every time because with the hyper clean builds, everything literally has to be hyper clean. You know, it's almost like it's what you described.
It's like Danny DeVito when he's like bald and has the hand sanitizer. I need to be pure. But like, you can get to that level though with this you shit can. Sometimes, and it's not good.
I go to sleep with that tonight.
No, I know you are. Nope. I go to sleep with it every night,
now.
Really.
Yeah. It's in my head now.
Well, so for me, it's by design. So the problem that I've run into recently is that thanks to Joel over here, I have a 3D printer now. So Joel gave me his old 3D printer. I bought an upgraded 3D printer because I love 3D printing as a new hobby. But the issue is I crossed the streams, so now I've got 3D printing parts for the Gunpla hobby. And
you're at the urinal. And it's crowded.
Oh, it's terrible. It's super crowded. I mean, there's like three or four streams at this point. Honestly,
but
maybe there's five.
Super cool seeing that. That gym that you've been building.
Yeah,
that shit's tight.
That gym is the bane of my existence.
Turned into a Spartan.
Yeah, it turned into a gym Spartan
by
accident.
Did you just start learning like 3D modeling too?
I did. So since I'm not doing anything commercial, I'm only doing things for hobby use. There's a hobby license for Fusion 360.
Oh.
Which is CAD software, which is free. It works great.
Damn.
As long as you use it for hobby use only, and that's what I'm doing. I learned how to use SolidWorks in college. So I have some experience with CAD modeling, but the problem is it's really easy to fix a CAD model. It's easy to go into a program and just tweak it a little bit. Just tweak it a little bit. And then you go to your printer and you print it out for 2 hours. And then you look at the part and you say, nah, that's not quite what I was going for. And then you walk back over to your computer and you're like, I'll just change this line by 0.05 millimeters. 0.05 millimeters, Tino.
So what's more frustrating to you?
I didn't know Brack knew what 0.05 millimeters
was. I love 0.05 millimeters.
So what...
Phyllis Diller is here.
Is the 3D modeling or the 3D printing, like preparing resin, preparing the model? Which one's more frustrating to you?
The modeling is frustrating. I love the printing. The printing is very relaxing.
You've never printed in your life before.
No, exactly. No, I really didn't.
I think it's frustrating... I'm not a doctor, but my brain had a good thought.
You're more a doctor than I am. I only have a master's degree.
Yeah, I graduated 2.6.
That's what it is. He's farther along than I am. That's what I'm saying.
I think because you had previous experience in CAD modeling, right? Before... You already have a standard and expectation of what you know and how things should work.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, that is.
So it's more frustrating.
Some of it is that. And I think maybe it's because I understand the capability of the program.
Yeah.
It can literally do anything you tell it to do. So the only limitation now is what I can tell it to do.
You just have to relearn how to talk to it.
Well, effectively, so some of it is relearning how to talk to it, but some of it's also...
Couples therapy.
Where...
Hey, you Pikachu microphone.
I know. Classic. what was I talking about? Right. So you know, when you build a model kit by hand, your physical ability to make the thing in your head is hitting the thing in your head, right? Like these two things are running into each other.
Yeah.
And you're coming up with something between the sliders.
It's a Venn diagram.
Yeah, it is.
The boobs that go together.
The boobs go together, right? You land somewhere in the cleavage section and it's fine, right? Yeah. But the problem is with the CAD design and the 3D printing, you can literally make anything you can imagine, which means that you realize that the thing that you're imagining is wrong. And that's a terrible place to be.
Yeah, that sucks.
For perfectionism, because you can never achieve perfection.
No, there's just no fucking way.
You will go through iteration after iteration trying to make that perfect thing that you imagine. It will never happen.
Yeah.
You never will.
You'll get close to it.
Oh, of course. You'll get close to it from every angle, probably.
Yeah.
You'll just never actually.
That's why I love time lapse.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
You get to see everything that somebody tried to do on a canvas.
Yep. Yeah.
Just and flashes on through, and it's like you tried things for like 4 hours, condensed into 30 seconds.
Oh, my favorite is whenever it goes back.
Yeah.
When it goes back to a previous. I love that. It's like, okay, let's try that. Nope. You go back. That's my whole life.
Start over. It's just like, oh my God.
No, you just wiped it. Yeah, that happens sometimes.
For like a millisecond, just for them writing fuck over again. Yeah.
But this is the question, though. Like, when do you throw the model away? When do you throw you mentioned throwing miniatures away before, Joel, I know for a fact.
Fucking time, dude.
But why? Why and when?
I don't know. I don't know. It's weird. Like when I get frustrated with shit, like with like minis.
Oh yeah.
I mean, as long as it's not like a super like expensive one or some shit, which none of mine are, I just want to start over. I don't want to see it. I don't want to look at it. Like, I just throw it away.
It's not right. It's not perfect. I'm going to throw it away, or it's just not.
I'm just not vibing with
it. Yeah.
I don't like it. I tried something. It didn't work. And for me to, you know, go through the process of, you know, stripping it and resanding it, it's just not worth it to me. It's time waste.
I mean, you're not happy with it.
Yeah.
It's not what you intended to build.
I'm not going to keep things in my studio or my room or my house that I'm not happy with.
I think I'm just curious about whether or not that is a form of perfectionism.
It could be. I don't know. It sounds like Dr. Phil.
Now, when you say that this is perfectionism,
listen to the court now.
I do declare.
I do declare.
You are guilty. That perfection.
I never thought about it that way. I always thought I was like doing the opposite. I was like, fuck it, I'll start over.
Maybe it is. I mean,
I don't know. Yeah. But I'm also throwing away a thing that I could just redo that thing on it, you know?
You could, but that's interesting.
Actually, that's weird because I do have one kit that I kept that I wanted to redo.
All right.
It was the custom SD that I was doing.
Yes. Yeah.
And what I tried doing was like, you know, rustic statue and snow.
Right.
But it didn't come out the way it looked at it. But it's also with snow weathering shit. So, like, that's a lot of, like, careful stripping.
Yeah. Oh, it's hard to get that stuff off.
But I really fucked with the kit bash that I did, so I saved it.
All right.
It's even on a wooden base. So it's just, like, fucking rotting somewhere. I don't know where it is. But, like, you know, that's the one I kept. So, I mean, maybe it is, like, a form of, like, perfectionism. Well, why didn't I keep the others?
I don't know. I think it's fine to intend to fix it.
Yeah.
Like intending to fix a mistake is fine. There's just a line there. It's an abstract line, but I think it exists. Like wanting to improve on something so that it better fits the design in your head is one thing, and then obsessing over making something perfect is a malignant thing that is not part of a hobby.
It's not fun.
It's not fun. It'll make you hate doing something, and you'll never go back to that hobby again. I can tell you that. Yeah. Dude.
The amount of times that I have set something aside to go back to later, after I've gone and figured out how to do the thing that I am trying to do, and then like time goes by, I fall into a weird art depression hole and can't follow through with it until like a year later.
Like the art depressions are real.
Yeah.
But, damn, they are. I just like just thinking about it. Everyone I know that's a fucking artist, like that I talk to, like, you know, they've always like talked about the one time they're like, yeah, this fucking thing, blah, 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 blah. Like, it's true. I got a lot of those.
It's like, happens what?
A lot.
Yeah.
It's, man, I recently there was a piece that I was working on that I stopped working on because I couldn't get a particular thing right. I can't remember what it was now because it was so trivial. Like I hit a bear. Yes. There was something in my brain that was just like, it's the
waffles.
This,
you couldn't this quite get the shading on the waffles. They didn't quite look like the ones at Waffle House. They weren't perfect. Like so, the Waffle House waffles.
So
the delicious succulent.
I had put it down, I don't remember for how long, maybe 2 years, but I found it again.
2 years.
I found it again, and I was like, holy shit, where did I leave off on this? And I started like clicking through layers and like trying to figure stuff out. And I was like, I don't remember why I stopped and then just finished it.
Yeah, you just fucking finished it after 2 years because you hit your head against a wall for so long.
Yeah.
And you said, you know what? I'm going to come back and maybe I'll find a door. And you did.
Yeah.
2 years later, you come back and you're like, there was a door right there
and
the entire time.
And you didn't have a timeline on this project, right?
No,
that helps.
No,
that like, does help.
This was this was just for shiggles. So
for
shiggles,
shitty giggles. So
shits and giggles,
shitty giggles. For timelines though, that's a different situation.
You,
yep. Right.
Yes. What? Sorry. No. Is keep it? Talking. No, keep talking.
Wait, weren't you gonna?
No. Sorry. I was gonna say.
Sorry. You had more shitty giggles.
No.
More shitty giggles.
You, you were talking about when do you throw something away?
Yeah.
Throw it away when you're done with it, man.
Yeah.
So something.
I get rid of a lot of my finished shit.
Yeah.
After a certain amount of time, it's just not valuable anymore.
Well, or throw it away. I learned this way too late, but throw it away if you can't finish it.
Also, that. Yep. There's a demoralizing.
Do any of y'all watch Drawfee?
I don't know what that is.
Okay, so Drawfee is a it's a YouTube channel where four artists and sometimes guests speed paint or draw on the spots like challenges.
Wait a minute, I think I might love that.
I love Drawfee. Anyway, I stopped watching for a while because I fell out of the habit, I picked it up recently, and they started talking about throwing away your art or deleting your art.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Delete your art. And I didn't understand it at first until there was one prompt that one of them was working on. And then they were like, oh yeah. So then right here, and then it just like goes away. And you're like, I wasn't happy with it. So I started over. And I was like,
Oh, dear. Why try to fix something that
if it ain't
just
working.
Isn't.
Yeah. If you're not vibing with it, then like.
It doesn't work.
Then delete it.
Yeah. God,
I love that.
That's
not to say like throw the whole kit away and buy a new one, which you could do if you wanted.
Yeah.
But like there's ways of like fixing the thing.
Stripping the paint or whatever you need to do.
Yeah.
Deleting the file, right. Restarting.
Yeah. I mean, deleting the file is that's one thing. But honestly, throwing away,
whatever it is.
But throwing away a custom kit to build a new one would be the equivalent of deleting the file. Yeah. It's like, well. Yeah. Yeah. I would have to strip this down all the way to the base to make anything valuable out of it.
So much chemicals.
And I hate it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't have
so
there's not
time
enough
time.
There's not enough brake fluid in the world.
Yeah.
Not, the Indy 500
just, like,
uses less brake fluid.
Power for a night.
No, yeah, God. Right? Yeah, no. I mean, it would grow like a huge purple power crystal, which was then, you know, would tell you telepathically, go to Waffle House. And you would be compelled, of course.
Your compulsor would show up on your door just screaming at you.
Throw away everything in your workshop and go to Waffle House.
It's also like therapeutic a little bit.
You're letting it go forever. It's done.
Not only that, but like stepping back, you know, a little bit of like a self-awareness step back. You are recognizing that you don't enjoy this thing and you're taking an action to fix it.
Yeah.
Whether the action is stripping it or fucking throwing it against the wall.
Oh, yeah.
You're just still recognizing I'm at a stopping point and I need to stop because if I don't, I'm going to fall into a hole. It's going to be damaging, you know, whatever the case
is. You're taking control.
Yeah.
You're retaking control. Yeah.
That's what I've been doing that with fucking making dang old beats.
Oh,
because
dang
that's
old beats,
a lot
man.
Of process where you're just sitting there listening to a snare for 30 fucking minutes trying to make it fucking right. When I get to that point, when it starts getting boring, I just stop. I hit save, close out of it.
It's a long process anyway. I think that since they harvest in the fall, you have to actually plant like late spring to get the field ready.
Sometimes it depends if you use chemicals or if you're organic.
That's what I'm saying. Organic beets taste better.
Yes.
I would say marginally.
and you're on Peggy Hill's team. She's a very big pro. You know, she's a very big member of the organic farming.
This might be a personal thing. I think it, the beets taste better when the Junimos pick them.
Yeah, for sure.
Those hot beets.
Yeah. I hate farming.
Yeah, I'm not really. Honestly, I'm not good at it.
You're not big on RPGs then, are you?
Oh,
I like
Star MMOs. Farm Valdu.
The grind is real.
I'm self-deprecating. You know, it's fine.
Oh, that's the only kind of humor I have.
But for real, though, because like it is something like, it's weird. It's a weird thing.
Well, like maybe it is the project.
Is it healthy? Is it not?
Yeah, I think it is because the project controls you, and then you throw it out, and now you're free.
You're back in control.
So it's that's weird, right? There's so many projects that I've done where, like, I thinking back on it, it's like, oh yeah, I like blacked out and then, like, went into some kind of weird fever dream and woke up and it was done.
Do you guys remember the Mud Rock?
That shit.
You guys remember the Mud Rock?
Yeah, the resin mud rock.
Yeah. I don't remember the decals on that because I was just doing them. Like, I just sat down and started doing them, and I didn't quit until like 4 a.m. Then it was done. And I'm like, okay, I assume that I did these decals, but also I redid so many decals because they weren't perfect.
But that's the difference, right? That's the difference. When you're jiving with a project, and you don't realize that you've hit. You blinked and you're done.
It's flow, man. You're like in flow.
You hit that point where you're satisfied with your progress or you're done.
That's it.
And then there's the ones where you're like, you blink and suddenly you're crashing into a rock.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah. You're getting thrown against the fucking shoreline. You can't get out of it. And it's just like, no, I have to stop. This is not working.
You misnavigated and now you've placed a line in a direction you should not have placed it. You mixed a color. See, for me, it's color mixing is where I always kill myself. I mixed a color that I hate, but I already applied it. And now it's like, great, now I'm here. You know, everything was going so good.
Yeah.
This is the part of the podcast where I turn around and say, you know what? Actually, maybe perfectionism isn't so bad. No, I'm not going to do that. Perfectionism actually is toxic to your mental health.
Yeah.
But wanting to do a quality job is not.
Correct.
And if you think you can do better and you're in a flow state, keep on fucking flowing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit's tough.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the way to do it.
I love doing that. One shout out to the fucking Kenny Beats Discord. Don't overthink shit. He does beat battles every Saturday.
Oh, cool.
And what he does is he'll release some weird fucking sample. It's like a meme or some shit or whatever.
Awesome.
But everyone has an hour to make a beat with
it. Oh my God. I love that.
Sample. And I've done one. I was late. But I still did it. I timed myself. I set a timer for an hour and I did it. And like, it was tight.
Because
I hit that little bit of flow state and then I was like, all right, cool. I'm done. Maybe like try some shit like that if you're kind of struggling to get into that flow state. Maybe set some parameters.
Yeah. Or just slap something up
or do it badly.
Set a timer.
Holy shit.
Do It Badly is sponsored by the Cutting Mat Podcast.
TM. We made that joke every time.
We are making that joke.
That's fine.
It's the Cutting Mat Podcast. TM.
I recently have discovered that timing, like setting a timer for like doing certain things in a project is really helpful suddenly.
Yep.
It wasn't before, but now it is.
I think it's because you would have spent forever on it to try to make it perfect because now you have the skills to actually make it perfect and it's unhealthy.
And you're kind of in a flight or fight mode, not to that extreme.
And that's why you check your tablet out the window.
You have a little bit of that like, okay, I just need to make it work.
Yep. Yeah. You need that adrenaline to make your brain work.
Shout out Tim Gunn from Project fucking Runway.
Hey.
Make it work.
That's it. Yep. Honestly, RuPaul, make it work.
I mean, today I made a shitpost shirt.
Dude, all this drag race.
George Bush.
Michelle Obama.
We were like joking around in one of the Discords and I was like, yo, time me because I want to see like for what I can shit out like if I go full fucking force.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 18 minutes. a print ready full color shirt.
Goddamn.
With George Bush and dude. It was tight. But I hit that fucking flow state. Yes,
yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah.
But you with, really. Mm.
I don't know if it's saying force it, but like.
Well, you don't force it.
I helped it.
Yeah.
I was a fluffer for my flow state.
Yeah, you fluffed your
own state. You need to fluff your flow state.
If you're. Yeah. It has to be ready to go. The flow state's got to be.
Own fluffer.
Otherwise, you're going to pull something. It's going to hurt.
You know yourself better than fucking, the intern.
Yeah, break something.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, sure. Yeah,
flow state is pretty much masturbating.
I don't disagree. I can't disagree.
But for your artistic side.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's your like.
It's just like busting a nut.
It's like busting a nut.
Sorry, this is just always like, sunny when they have the fucking Chili's bar.
Better than busting a nut.
I'll put a clip right here.
The blue hole.
Great.
God.
We did it.
We did it.
We did the internet.
We did the, yeah. Regardless, I have a hypothesis about this, and this, you just tell me I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
Yeah, we're done.
Literally wrong.
But check this out. If you spend 18 minutes on something, you make something, and it's done after 18 minutes, and you look at that something, and you think it's good enough.
Yeah.
But you also know that you haven't stared at it for so long that it has become familiar. Because it hasn't been around for 18 minutes.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
So maybe you like your own shit more if it hasn't been in your brain for so long.
And that kind of goes back to the throw your art out.
Right. Yeah. But that also means it was good enough all along.
Yeah.
After 18 minutes, it was good enough. But if you would have spent 18 hours on it, it was fine after the first 18 minutes. Why are you spending so long on this?
I actually, I had that little weird, epiphany. Yep. It's a shit poster. Oh, no, you can go on my Twitter and see
it. We can't talk
about
epiphanies. That's a personal... we can talk about masturbation as much as we need. No. Glory holes. No, epiphanies are crass. Epiphanies are...
The band?
No, not the band. The band is fine. It's the concept.
Yeah, they're good.
The concept. Yeah, they're fine. The concept of the epiphany is a horrifying thing for art, I think.
Yeah. I had a thought.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
That's
yeah, and I know. Also had a thought in my brain.
God, this cult thing is so hard.
I deep thunk
my head into the wall.
Like, I will say though, I learned a lot with forcing myself do a time thing. That when I looked at it, I was like, yo, this is actually kind of fucking dope. But I remember there was when I first was laying shit out, I was like, oh, this looks bad. Mm-hmm. I was like, fuck it, I'm going to put this there.
Yeah.
And it just worked. It worked.
Yeah, of course.
Like,
it's because some part of your subconscious brain knows where things look good. But if you overthink it,
it gets lost.
Yeah, they get lost.
God. And that's why don't try for perfection.
Just do it badly.
Just do it and... That's where your skills come from.
Yeah.
If you start doing it bad, hey, that's cool because you're doing it. Right. Guess what? You can delete your art. You can throw it in the trash can.
More than likely, you can fix it later if you need to.
Well, I can honestly say this. The more you do it badly, the better your bad gets.
Yeah.
And then you start doing it.
Well, you're still doing it badly.
Then you start doing
it. Your bad looks good.
The bar is still bad, but your bad looks good.
That's it. The bar for you is bad, but the bar generally is good, and that's called practice.
Yeah.
You kind of want to be not neutral with your shit, but positive neutral.
Chaotic.
What?
Not chaotic, because that's perfectionism. Oh, you want to stay positive neutral. Yep. Is that a thing?
Neutral good.
Sure. I don't know.
Don't go neutral evil. Neutral evil is the purest evil you'll ever see. It's evil for evil's sake.
For good.
Well, if you're using your evil for good, you are a confused, weird. You're Blade 2. It's Blade 2.
Why I happen to love Blade 2.
Blade 2.
That's Doc Doom, though.
It is. Yeah,
that's true.
It's Doc Doom. He's using his evil for good. Although the good is his good.
It's the good of his people who he rules over. And also,
from Toy Story.
God, so sexy. Maybe.
Neutral evil.
Can I start a petition right now just to... Sorry, that was just me flourishing for the sake of, stimming.
Tino, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Can we stop saying practice makes perfect?
No, yes. That doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make perfect at all.
I've been living with that all my life, and I just had a thought. No, and I know. After this discussion, I was just like, well, fuck that.
Well, okay. I think that the full saying that everybody's heard is perfect practice makes perfect, but also there's no such thing as perfect practice, so fuck those people.
How about this? Practice makes art.
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go.
Done.
Practice makes something. End of podcast. Bye,
bang,
everyone.
Bang, da bing, bang, boom. We did it.
I mean, you know, the thing with birds. I mean,
what are birds?
Yeah.
Honestly.
But no, I mean, really, like, you practice the, makes stuff.
It's like you have to charge them.
It's a bird, but a miserable pile of wires.
A miserable pile. What is a bird but a miserable pile of
what were you saying,
high
Joel?
Resolution
so
cameras?
No, that was
and
it.
What is a man?
That's what I was getting to. These birds are just miserable piles of wires and chicken nuggets.
And that's why the perfect Waffle House waffles are perfectly served with chicken
and blood.
Oh, dear God.
Because it is Waffle House.
That's just the bird oil. That's the bird oil.
That's bird oil.
It's bird oil.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, anyways, you should, boy. Like, if you want to get good at something, just practice, so that way you're just, you're doing it.
No, I mean, for real, that's the way to do it.
Yeah, yeah. There's no good or bad, you're just doing it, you know?
And we're podcast number 5,348 in the Finnish Podcast Society that doesn't speak Finnish, say that practicing helps you improve your skills at doing something,
yeah,
which is a big surprise to everybody, yeah. But, yeah.
You can't be perfect
don't
at something.
Try, don't
what
try to
fucking
be perfect.
Nah. George Bush?
No, the only person that was ever perfect was not George Bush, but no. Rather, as you know,
the Tyson
Kamina.
That's it.
Chicken man.
Tyson Chicken Man. Not the mascot. Nobody works at the company. Literally a man who is made of Tyson Chicken.
I
all the powers
actually,
of all
I will
the birds.
Say, Patrick Stewart.
Yeah, he's up there. Yeah.
He hasn't done anything wrong except for aging. I wish he would stop.
He's just aged, remain. Though.
X-Men, yeah, he still looks like 50.
X-Men 2 was
was fine. Pretty fucking not, tight.
It was fine.
Look, it's anything that he is in is not his fault, you know?
Okay,
oh,
also,
it's not. I know
wait,
it's not
wait,
his fault.
Wait. How fucking cool was X-Men 2 when it first came out?
Oh, yeah, for
it
sure.
It was tight, right? Yeah. X-Men 1, one of my favorite fucking movies.
I agree. I read the novelization for that.
Exactly.
It's not that I disagree. It's just
hold on. Is your influences different than me and Tino's influences on this subject?
No, we're the same person.
Listen to the last episode to find out.
Yeah. I'm fairly sure we're identical. We're the same. We've had all the same. Yeah. We've grown up the same. We're the same person, honestly.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, when we sign out, I'm going to say I'm Joel. That'll be crazy.
Everyone's Joel when we sign out.
I'm also Tino. It's the
easier. Did we get to the... Yeah, we got to the finish line on this one.
Yeah.
Just do it badly.
We might not have, but... we tried, you know. Honestly, we're going to get better at every podcast. Yeah. We're doing it.
We're doing it just badly with a podcast.
Yeah,
does not make perfect.
I don't think they've noticed.
Just do it badly.
I don't think they notice
you
either.
A little bit
don't
better
tell
every
them.
Time.
Don't tell our listeners that we're not perfect at this. You've listened to another perfect podcast from the Cutting Mat Podcast Boys.
Do you think they know?
No, they can't. They can't tell.
So here's the end of the line.
Oh my god.
That's it. That's
all right.
Tino has a better sultry voice.
Thank you everybody for listening to this episode of the Cutting Mat Podcast.
We are all flourishing right now.
I'm doing this because this is I'm Tino, also known as Big B Roman, all over the internet.
Wait, no, you're Joel.
Oh, that's right. I'm Joel and Brandon.
And Brandon.
Find me at
the Waffle House down the street.
It's like that scene. It's a scene at the end of Terminator 2 where the liquid metal Terminator falls into the molten metal.
Something, something.
All the faces
Star Trek,
are coming
something,
out.
Something, something.
Oh, and Geonosis?
Oh.
The droid factory?
No, I'm talking about Terminator 2.
I wish
Amidala
like melted there.
Oh.
It would have saved a lot of trouble for the whole entire universe.
It would have caused a lot of problems.
To my diagonal inside left is...
I honestly,
the artist formerly known as Brandon.
I'm not even
now.
Sure if that's correct, but I now have influences from Tino and Joel, which is which is nice. It's a good move.
Smoke a weed. Yeah. Drink a weed. Right
just
now.
Just drink you up a weed. I do the mecha genre, and also I do the Cutting Mat Podcast. We have a Patreon, which has a Discord, which is pretty fun. Actually, it's really very fun.
Yeah,
it's fantastic.
It's really fun.
Fantastic Discord community over there. So check out our Patreon at patreon.com/thecuttingmatpodcast and do it. Yeah, advertising. I'm good at advertising.
Yeah.
That's cool.
There you go.
And then there's this other guy over here.
What? No.
Yeah.
Nope, no. That's all.
That's
all
it.
Right.
That's it.
Good night, everybody.
I go online and I have a time.
Honestly, if you Google the Waffle House waffles, you see a picture of Joel.
Yeah.
He's the second item
on
the
list.
It's
on my Grindr account.
Yep.
Yeah, I was about to say he's got whipped cream on him.
Yeah.
And the grinder account is how you get the cinnamon.
They wouldn't let me become the mascot. I'm like, you don't have a mascot. No. You don't have a mascot. I know Fights is not a mascot, but, you know, I try to, do some marketing research.
I feel like Waffle House is its own mascot at this point.
Yeah. It needs no mascot.
Yeah. It needs no rules.
It actually does need rules.
No, I think that all Waffle House locations should be Purge locations from the movie.
Well, it's like they're all located on Thunderdome Avenue. Have you noticed that? It's like
there's always like guns and shit.
I was a little bit suspicious, and then you walk in and you're like, "Hey, where should we sit?" And she's like, "Just sit anywhere, honey. Also, 2 minutes in or one man leaves." And you're like, "Okay,
all right, can we finish that, please?"
What?
I just want an all star meal.
I just want to, and they're like, "All right, here's your all star meal.
Can
here's
I get
your
a waffle?
You can have."
Yeah, right, I'm just gonna reach and
elbow mounted chainsaw.
And it finishes here. Two men enter. One man leaves.
Can I get a waffle? Can I please get a waffle?